Time for today's talker. And okay, you know, when you leave for work or simply get out of the house to run errands, do you ever worry your pets are going to get bored while you're away?
Yeah.
It's never dawned on me. But anyways, that's something you may never thought of, like me, but it's something a Valley man has dedicated a huge portion of his life, actually the last 7 years. All new this morning, Sarah Kahlstrom tells you about a radio station for cats only.
Oh, yes, a little Kiki D on Cat Galaxy.
A strange premise, maybe.
Dog
an internet radio station meant just for cats.
All cats, all the time.
The idea came to Noel Rosen almost 7 years ago when he felt one of his cats seemed bored. He put in a CD, and the rest is history.
Music started playing, Isis laid down and relaxed, and Cat Galaxy was born.
Yeah, fruit.
Mouse plays farts.
The Meow Mix fucking theme song over and over.
Cat. What is a cat? It doesn't matter.
I hope it's the sound of a fucking screeching car tire instead of thud.
Just play the same thing. They won't mind.
Rosen calls this his studio, where he broadcasts live 2 hours every morning, 2 hours every night.
We've got the Wednesday night cat attack. We've got the Thursday night purr party and the Friday night feline frenzy.
Nothing gets on the air that hasn't been cat approved.
We have to throw away the human way of thinking that everything is meant for humans. Cats, I think, know what they want to hear.
This
if
is
you're
scaring
one of the
me.
3 million people who have visited his website over the past 7 years.
Three what?
This is why the Iraqis fucking hate us. We have fucking radio for cats over
for
here.
Cats.
They have nothing to eat over in fucking Iraq. No wonder they hate us.
You know, I'm just thinking, if we get fired again, this is the only place we have left to go. Opie and Anthony on Cat Radio.
Cat Radio Network.
That would suck.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's right.
Here it is.
This is the music bed. We have to do the show over.
Yeah. How you doing out there, cats? Find any mice around the house? I hope so. Got a good mouse story coming up a little later. And Opie's still teasing that fucking Spuds Buckley thing, so maybe we'll hear that someday.
I just forgot to bring it in today. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Oh, cats love this.
Special segment today, the advantages of licking your own asshole. Well, not an Afghan.
Well, not too far off.
Talking to some cats in China. Oops.
That's right.
That's right. They're called food.
Are we pets or lunch? Today's segment from China.
Guys, I got the website up. They have some fine features like morning meows. The purr, a lot of R's, perfect start to every cat's weekday morning. Beginning at 8 a.m., we play some of the best stuff in our feline freeform format and also have some great fun as well.
Great fun.
So get your weekday morning started off right with a lot of fun as only a station for felines can deliver. God, I hope this guy takes live calls. Please call this guy's radio show. It's catgalaxymedia.com. Meow Mixing Monday. Meow Mixing Monday has some great mixes of music from smooth jazz to alternative cats.
Oh.
Do I have to read this?
In Heat Friday.
Row, 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 row.
Stick the heel of your boot up its ass. Nothing more fun than fucking with a cat in heat when you were a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, take the tip of my boot and poke your ass with it. Their ass goes up in the air. You want to be fucked so bad and you're just teasing them. Little cock tease.
But you can't put your big human fat dick in them.
No.
So you gotta kneel with a little lipstick right by your crotch and put your little lipstick in them and they think they're being fucked by a cat cock.
Row, row, row. Anthony, you think that's where Jack Jack is? You think he got discovered by catgalaxymedia.com?
I can only hope.
You think he's the morning man at catgalaxymedia.com?
Oh, yeah.
I hope fucking Jack Jack right now is wondering why there's motorcycle tire treads in his back.
No! No. He's down at the Mouse Circus with Mr. Jingles.
Yeah, I hope Jack Jack is pinned down, with, you know, all four paws are pinned down and there's a saw slowly heading toward him.
No, but you might be close.
Yeah?
Well, I did get a report.
Oh,
that
no.
Little Jack Jack got stuck in a wall. He was stuck in the wall screaming and had to be cut out of the wall.
Where's this?
Where Jack Not Jack in my house.
But why don't you just take Jack Jack back?
I can't take Jack Jack
give
back.
Give him a real home.
Wasn't my idea to get Jack Jack. It was the ex's. And now it's hers. So Jack Jack ends up getting stuck in walls now. And screaming and crying and getting cut out
and then being covered in dust and sheetrock and probably asbestos that he had to then clean off himself.
Fuck him.
Poor little Jack. I like little Jack.
I do too, but he's been spoiled and coddled. He's like the Elliot Spitzer of fucking animals.
Yeah.
Bad for little guy.
Oh, man, that sucks.
There's no. Cat Galaxy staffer little passes Jack. Away.
You may have noticed that Rosen has been off the air for the past couple of months as the station recovers from a tragedy.
We lost our assistant station manager just after New Year's this year.
Oh, thank God.
So it was a big loss.
I hope he died in a cat-oriented accident. Like, I hope he was cleaning up cat shit, and he stood up too quickly and banged his head on a cabinet with something that could have been avoided easily if he'd just been careful.
The Chinese restaurant got her.
Oh, wait, was it a guy or a cat that died?
I don't know.
It's a cat. I'm just assuming. Cat? Oh, no.
Oh, it is a cat?
Oh, I thought it was a guy.
Oh, wow.
Dear. So it was a big loss, and it hit us hard, and there were some... We're just now getting back into the groove again.
After 6 years in the position, Jade passed away.
Aww.
But now Rosen, his station manager and program director, are ready to get back to business.
Changing gears slightly, we got a lovely animal story on CNN. There's a deer that is being raised like a dog, like a pet. A deer that refuses to leave this fucking yard of this family. So they put a leash on him and stuff, and the deer actually follows the family around.
Little he jumps up and that's kind of cute.
What?
Look, the thing
won't leave. Pet it?
The thing won't leave.
Oh, wait till he gives him fucking Lyme disease or Lyme disease. Lyme disease.
That's what Elliot Spitzer should have gotten.
Yeah.
He'll fucking, wait till the deer fucking haunches up on his front and like donkey kicks somebody right in the fucking gums.
Here's my deer.
Good kid.
Where's your pet? He's in the den from the neck up.
Drag it home.
That is cute that the deer lets him pet it and stuff. I want to pet a deer.
Go to a petting zoo, you dummy.
I want to pet a deer with brass knuckles. gently stroke his chin with a roundhouse.
And then just come around and clock him in that flat side of his head.
How shocked would a deer be if you belted it in the face with brass knuckles?
He would be so surprised.
He would just like jump and run away, and his little white teeth never returned to the yard.
He wouldn't know what was happening.
Well, he's so used to being like fed oats.
Shooka, shooka. Yeah. Under his chin, you give him the little shooka, 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 and then just from back around, just a roundhouse with brass knuckles.
He's used to hearing this.
Yeah.
So what you do is, as you're scratching his chin, then you roundhouse right in his cheekbone, and he fucking like he'd be shocked and just run away, looking over his shoulder like, was that planned?
What happened? Or hold your hand out with a little bit of grain in there, so he's eating it, and thinking everything's fine. He's chewing. And then you just come across and hit him in that little half moon kind of round bone thing on the side of their mouth.
Or across onto the bridge of his fucking button nose. You fucking come down with a Liddell just fucking punch.
Clock him with brass knuckles. Oh, his eyes would be just open all big and wide, all shocked.
Oh, hopefully he'd
Why
fall
did
down.
He punch me with brass knuckles?
Hopefully he'd fall down and then get up and run away.
Knock him out.
He has to go back to the deer community and just feel like an asshole. Because they'd all be like, we told you so.
Told you. They don't just feed you. They fuck you up.
They always want something.
big brass knuckle marks on the side of his face.
Oh, they'll laugh at him.
God, would that be so funny to see?
Break his little deer jaw. Have to talk through a wire for 3 months.
Who's going to wire his jaw shut?
Well, hopefully the owners care about him.
Oh, okay.
If not, he's going to be fucking licking soft grass, hoping to get nutrients. Fucking faggot deer. I like to grab that white tail and deep dick it while he nurses his sore jaw. While the fucking family looks on in horror.
Tail's just going, fruit, 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 fluttering.
He's trying to run. I trusted them.
Mighty key saying.
I'm being deep dicked.
Hard. Not lightly.
Mighty, I'm still dazed from the punch in the face.
All right. Mighty Key say, KC, from Mudville writes, Chuck Liddell versus Bambi.
Just give him a nice, like from way around behind you. Oh, would he be surprised?
A roundhouse.
Yeah.
Go with a roundhouse.
A fucking, just a jaw punch. See if he's got a glass jaw or not.
You can fucking take about that dogs. Deer out.
If you listen, expect a joke or two about man's best friend, but even more, you'll hear from a man.
That's what you get for being in a station for cats.
Who truly loves cats. Sarah Carlstrom, CBS 5 News.
Okay, Cat Galaxy is celebrating its seventh season, and Rosen says he doesn't make any money off of this. He just does it because he loves it.
Did you see all the hair on the microphone?
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very
it's
nice.
Wonderful. You just have to have a little improv at the end there.
Yeah.